So, why does Radharani not wear tilak? Actually, there is the mood in which every devotee has an eternal relationship with Krishna. And everything is oriented around that mood of service to Krishna. So, for example, the mood of how Radharani serves Krishna is different from the way Yashoda Mai serves Krishna. And that is different from, say, the way Hanuman serves Ram. So every devotee has his own mood or his or her own mood based on their relationship, and everything is oriented accordingly. So now, the idea of putting a tilak on one's forehead, that indicates that, like, God is our master, and his feet we put on our head. And then Tulsi indicates, of course, that we are putting God with his consort. Tulsi is his consort, she's on his feet always. Now, the thing with Radharani is that for all of them, also Krishna is their master. But the relationship is not primarily of a master and servant. The relationship is of a lover and beloved. That way, you will see that even Yashoda Mai, she doesn't wear the Vaishnava tilak that way. It's not just Radharani. For one who is the mother of God, she will not put the feet of God on her head. It will not be appropriate according to the mood. So, in Vraja, the whole mood is the mood of intimacy. And in that mood of intimacy, anything that comes in the way, that is put aside. So, for example, the gopis often are not even conscious that Krishna is God. They know, that knowledge is there. Acharya gave the example that just as there is sun in the daytime, and although there are stars also in the sky in the daytime, the stars cannot be seen because the sun is so bright. So, like that, the love of the gopis for Krishna in his intimate form is so great that their knowledge of his greatness is like the stars. And the sun of their love obscures those stars. So, like that, everything that is suited for the mood of Radharani serving Krishna, or the Vrajavasi in general serving Krishna, that is there. And Krishna himself doesn't want that intimate mood to be impeded, to be interrupted by knowledge of his Aishwarya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that Aishwarya Shithila Prema Na Ishwara Bhujaya. That if the love for the Lord is weakened, is made cold by knowledge of Aishwarya, Aishwarya Shithil, Shithil means sort of restricted, impeded, then Na Bhujaya, Na Ishwara Bhujaya. The Lord is not satisfied by that kind of love. That's why, in general, the Vrajavasis do not externally demonstrate themselves, show anything, any marker that they are directly devotees of Krishna. It's not just tilak. And of course, she will not put a Tulsi Devi because she's herself, the Tulsi Devi is her expansion. All the goddesses, all the female are the expansions of Radharani. But Raja, the mood is the mood of affection, intimate affection. And that's why those symbols which are symbols, those things which are symbols of subordination primarily, they are not prominent in Raja. The gopis also know that Krishna is God, but that is not prominent in their awareness. And because they are actively serving Krishna in a particular mood where the mood is of affection, there, for the sake of affectionate reciprocation, the symbols of subordination are not demonstrated in Raja.